Tom Pickles, is everything kosher?
Yeah, Huggy, everything's kosher.
Tom Joyner.
Huggy Lowdown.
Jackie Reed.
Hi, Huggy.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
Mr. Party with a Purpose, Miss Purpose-Driven Life, and Mr. Life of the Party. How's everybody this Freaky Friday?
Doing good.
Very
doing good.
Well.
And Jackie Reed, on behalf of Tom and Jay, let me be the first to say they really enjoyed their threesome with you this week.
Thank you, Huggy. Thank you.
Shoot, I'm no Fred Willard, but I've actually felt like I was in a hotel room next door to a Secret Service agent in Cartagena. My damn self. I've been listening with my glass against the wall. You know, since Monday. Jay's been through Viagra, Levitra, Cialis, three bottles of Riesling, two cans of Red Bull, and a little Kush to try to keep up with your ass. It's been a wild-ass week with you and Civil C. Listen to these contenders. Contender number one,
yeah.
Fred Willard. Fred Willard got caught in one of those triple X movie dealers pulling on his Purdue like Pee Wee Herman. Yeah, PBS even fired the 78-year-old for his alleged lewd act. But his lawyer said Fred did nothing wrong, even though his pants was on the ground and his hands was in the cookie jar. He said his client wasn't doing nothing but looking for a little change. That's old school right there, y'all. People still going to the movie theater to watch porn? Shoot, Han Solo could have done that somewhere safe, like his car. And speaking of car, contender number two, Jason Kidd. Newly signed New York Knicks Jason Kidd was taking it to the head at a charity event in the Hamptons, then crashed his SUV into a pole. The officer said they knew he was drunk because he still had on his Dallas Mavericks uniform.
Stop it.
And Jay, you can tell when them Red Brothers get drunk, they turn into a different color, don't they? Look like the tan lady. Like he was on Willy Wonka. Contender number three, Kathy Lee. Kathy Lee said the queen of soul, Aretha Franklin, wouldn't be a good judge on American Idol because today's generation don't know who she is. She must be smoking that Hoda. Aretha Franklin has 18 Grammys, Strupper. Can you buy that? Contender number four, J. Anthony Brown. Who in the hell crashes into a hooker on their way to work? What are you, a Secret Service agent? Contender number five, Mitt Romney. Enough of that bullshiggity. Stop playing hide-and-go-seek with your tax returns. Contender number six, the New York Knicks. You let Jeremy Lin go? And then the person you pick up crash into a pole? Contender number seven, D.C. Mayor Vincent Gray. They trying to get Washington Mayor out of here like the Real Housewives of D.C., y'all. Jay, I smell a hit. I don't want to be a mayor no more. Jay Bryant, you are the Bama of the week. I don't care what you do, never, ever put your hands on your mom. Dallas Cowboy Dez Bryant allegedly got into an argument with his mother and hit her with a cap and grabbed her by the T-shirt. I don't know what the argument was about, but you never, ever, never, ever, never hit your mom. Now, you can knock your daddy the hell out. Oh, it's a double standard. You can meta world peace the hell out your father, and that shiggity would have been on YouTube. Hey, check this line out. Erykah Badu, Common, Eric Robeson, Sharon Jones and the Dap Kings, Estelle, Chris Paul, Huggy Lowdown, Red Grant, Chuck Brown Tribute. That's the Spirit Festival, August the 4th. Be there.
And next, J. Anthony Brown murders another hit.
This is how we do.